弟兄姐妹平安。
Be with you, sister.
这是非常非常很 awkward 的一件事情。我刚刚我已经将万事当作粪土。
It's kind of awkward that we just read that we treat everything as rubbish, everything in the world.
第一是要让大家来知道我过去做些什么事情。
I absolutely do not have any let you know what I have.
有那些天都 garbage。
For those
最近美国发生很多
big events happened in the United States.
当然，现在最紧急的事情就是选总统的事。
And of course, the most pressing one. Yeah.
当然，同时又是房地产贷款的那个崩溃。
And of course, the subprime housing markets collapse.
然后前一阵子那个艾克飓风袭击。那个 Houston 那边
，Hurricane Ike，
特别最近那个股票跌得不像话，对不对
？And I'm sure if you pay attention to the stock market would feel really lost.
我们真的担心全球的经济会崩溃掉。
Everybody is concerned that the global economical will collapse.
我们可能会有经济衰退的情况。
We may have.Recession.
感到是说是不知所措。
Often we really don't know what to do.
但是更不要讲说那个伊拉克那边战。
And let alone the war in Iraq.
还有在美国本土这个同性恋好。
And homosexuals are more and more vocal.
他们想要迫都要接纳他们的想法。
The homosexual group boys. All of us.
现在伊朗我在最近祷告读经的时候
but as I was praying, I was doing my devotion.
我就感到说，我们认识神的人是多么的有福。
Suddenly, we are the Christians. We the ones that know Christ, know the Lord.
知道这个世界一定是渐渐会变坏，越来越坏。
We know this the world is gradually wasted away. That's a must.
不单单是这个物质世界，是的，我们有能源危机。
We know the energy crisis.
我们知道我们的臭氧层越来越那个洞越来越大。
We know the ozone hole is getting big.
这个战争带来不断的那种破坏。
We know all the destructions and ruins caused by the war.
所以我们看到这个物质世界要渐渐的败坏过去。
So we know that everything is wasting away.
但是更厉害的是人心的败坏。
But the worst of them, worst of all these, is our mind, our heart are also wasting away.
我们人心的贪婪还有残暴。
Our greed, our violence.
还有我们内心的污秽跟淫乱。
Our wickedness.Our filthiness and adulterous.
像这个社这个时代，这个美国社会那种抵挡神、亵渎神的事。
And even in this country, we see things that are against God and blasphemy.
所以我想，如果我不认识神的话，我在这个时代我会活得非常痛苦。
So I think if I did not know God, I would feel really troubled.In this world.
然后我要问说，我生命到底活着干嘛
？I would be asking, what am I doing here? What's the purpose of my life?
我现在问你们同样的事情，你知道你活着的目的是什么吗
？So I'm asking you the very same question. Do you know why you are here? What's the purpose of your life here?
圣经告诉我们说，神最在乎的事情是我们的所事，而不是我们的所做。
The Bible teaches us that the most important thing that God cares about us is our being instead of our doing.
这很重要，是我们的 being 而不是我们的 doing.
And that's important. It is our being, not our doing.
好树能够结好果子，坏树只能结坏果子。
Because only good trees will bear good fruits. Bad trees will not bear good fruits.
而这个关键就是在于我是不是认识这位主。
So the key is whether we know this God, the Creator.
而且他造我们的目的是什么
？And to know the purpose of His creation.
神造我们的目的就是要我们像他的儿子主耶稣基督。
And I know that God's the purpose of God's creation. The purpose of His creating us is for us to be His only begotten Son.
你知道保罗这个人就曾经是以为自己是非常认识神、非常爱神的人。
We all know the story about Paul. Before he was shunned by Jesus, he thought he was a godly person. He thought he loved God.
但是当他被主耶稣基督光照以后，他才发现或者对神的认识是何等的错误。
But after Jesus flashed the light on him, he realized how wrong he was.
然后他活着的目的是什么
？He realized how wrong he had been, and then he realized his the real purpose of his life.
你知道，当保罗在大马士革路上被主耶稣光照以后，他的眼睛瞎了三天。
You know, He lost his vision for 3 days after Jesus flashed the light on him on his way to Damascus.
我先，你有没有想过说他在这三天他在想什么
？Have you ever wondered what he was thinking about during those 3 days?
他在这三天他到底在做什么事情
？What did he do during those 3 days?
我相信他的内心里面有很大很大的那种翻腾。
I'm sure he must have struggled.Heart, in his heart,
他真的要问说，我昨天还去追杀的基督徒，他们所相信的耶稣是谁
？And he was asking, he must have been asking himself, those Christians that I was just persecuting yesterday, and the one that they believed in, who is this person?
而且他后来曾经在阿拉伯的沙漠里面又待了三年
，and he also spent 3 years.In the desert, in Arab.
他在这三年里面，他在想什么
？And what was he thinking during those 3 years?
他就是要重新整理他对旧约的认识。
He had to reorganize, rethink the knowledge that he had in the Old Testament.
然后他会发现到，他过去对于弥赛亚的盼望，对于弥赛亚的认识是错误的。
And he realized that he was wrong. His knowledge was wrong. His knowledge towards Messiah.
而这件事情关乎他自己的生命。
And that thing to do with his own life.
他说，你只要知道那个腓立比书第三章前面那一段。
And if you look at Philippians, the first part of Philippians
1-6.
1-6.
他就告诉我们说，他的身世是何等的怎么样荣耀。
He told us how, his status and his glorious status before he received the Lord.
所以他对于自己的那个价值是建立在他过去的这一些经验身世上面。
So his own view, his own value was built upon that past.Status.
而他先认识了耶稣。
But then he came to know Jesus Christ.
他说：“我将这些过去以为对我有益的事，我都当作有损。”
So upon knowing Jesus Christ, he said he treated all those as rubbish.
我自己悔改的经验里面，我深深能够体会这个事儿。
I can appreciate that with my own personal experience.
我在 NASA 做事的那一年里面，我就真正感到说，我不晓得活着干嘛。
And when I was working for NASA, I really felt that I did not know what the purpose of my life was.
我的生活很好。
I lived quite well.
我的健康很好。
I was quite healthy.
我没有任何的危机。
I had no crisis.
但是唯一我当我静下来的时候，我就不知道我到底活着干嘛。
But when I was alone, I was by myself. This question came up to me.
我到底我人生的终极的目标，我要追求什么
？What is the eventual goal that I was trying to pursue in my life？
一直到我认识的、读到圣经里面的耶稣的时候。
Until the time that I read in Bible about Jesus Christ。
我记得我那一天，我真正明白的时候。
I remember the day that I came to the realization。
我就说，这就是。
I said, "This is it."
这就是。
This is it.
我活着就是要。成就耶稣在我身上的定命。
I live so that Jesus' mission for me will be accomplished.
所以保罗有同样的这个经验。
So Paul had the same experience.
他的眼睛被打开来了。
After his life, his eyes was after he regained his vision.
他眼睛被打开来以后，他整个的人他就重新的回到神面前。
He returned to God.Himself completely.
所以今天要跟大家分享的主题就是说，我们的生命真正的目的就是认识这位复活的耶稣。
So our theme today is that the true meaning of our life is to come to know this resurrected Jesus Christ.
我们生命真正的目的就是要认识这位复活的基督。
好 the purpose, the true purpose of our life is to come to know.This resurrected Jesus Christ.
所以当保罗认识耶稣以后，第一个改变就是他的价值观的改变。
So the first thing that Paul changed was his own sense of value after he met Jesus.
他第七、第八节就这么说。
In verse 7 and 8,
他说：“我以前先前以为与我有益的，现在我因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。”我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得到基督。
So we are reading Philippians 3, verse 7. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
所以他把他过去他肉体上他在世界上所得的荣耀所得的那些地位，他都看为这些是粪土。
So all the glory.All the status that he used to have were viewed as rubbish by him.
我相信一个真正认识神的人，真正归属耶稣基督的人，他的价值观一定会改变的。
I'm sure when you really come to Jesus Christ, when you become a true Christian, your viewpoint will be changed.
就是价值观
，your sense of value will be changed.
你现在到底以什么为有价值的事
？And what is more what is valuable to you that will be changed
这可以从你怎么样看小你对小孩子的期盼可以看出来
and you can see that through your expectation of your own children
你有没有看到中国人呢、啊、最喜欢搬家的时候找房子的时候你看他找什么地方呢
you know Chinese when we relocate when we move you know when they look for houseswhat is the most important criterion? What's the number one criterion in house hunting? What is it?
学区
It's the school zone.
我要让他念重点高中。
I want him to go to what do they call
the best, it? The best high school. 然后我要让他去念 Ivy school, Ivy universities.
We want them to go to Ivy League schools.
然后我要让他拿博士学位。
I want them to get a PhD.
然后他 life 就好了。
And then their life will be smooth sailing.
你现在还这样想吗？ 我告诉你，如果你的小孩现在进 Harvard，他出来以后，他绝对是个无神论者。
If your child goes to Harvard, then he would graduate as an atheist.
他不但是个无神论者，他要来反对你。
Not only to be an atheist, he would go against you.
你以什么事情为有价值的？
What you value.
是我的孩子是不是认识神，还是我的孩子是不是不是？
Whether your children know God or your children are PhD of Harvard.
你的价值观是什么？
What is your sense of value?
你不必现在不必回答我，你自己知道。
You don't have to answer it now. You know it yourself.
这个就可表示你的价值观还没有改。
And that means that you have not changed your sense of value.
你的价值观跟这世界上人一样。
Because your sense of value is not any different from those of others in the world.
当然，对于有一些人，他们会说我是第五代的基督徒。
And of course, some would say, I'm the fifth generation Christian.
我要告诉你，你也不要以此夸口。
And you don't have to boast about that either.
因为保罗说我是希伯来人里面的希伯来人。
And because Paul had said, I'm the
The Hebrews
Hebrews
of
of the
Hebrews。
Hebrews.
哎，他说我在律法上是无可指责的。
And I'm flawless according to law.
这些都是属肉体的东西。
And those are fleshly matters.
你也不要拿你说某某牧师、某某名牧师为我施洗。
And you don't even have to mention that which famous reverend had baptized me.
或者我以前的教会的牧师是某某某。
Or I used to go to church of Pastor so-and-so.
这些都是肉体的东西。
Those are all the matters.
第一个，我们的价值观要改变。
Number one, we must change our sense of value.
第二个，当我离开了旧有的价值观，怎么为主呢？
Number two, when we depart from our former sense of value, what do we value now?
保罗就是要告诉我们说，他说我现在以追求认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And Paul told us that he told us that he considered the most valuable thing, following Jesus Christ to be the most valuable thing. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. 他说要认识耶稣基督。
He said he wanted to know Jesus Christ.
他在我生命中的地位到底是什么？
What is the status of Jesus Christ in his heart?
我到底身上有这个世界上还有什么东西我是放不下的没有？
And is there anything else that I cannot set aside in my life?
你知道有些事情甚至是所谓的好事，我可能为了做所谓的好事，而我没有去好好的去认识耶稣。
And you know, sometimes we try with some good things, and yet we do not really come to know Jesus Christ.
你知道那个少年官吗？
Do you remember that young officer, the story of that young officer in
In Luke,
the gospel?
在路加福音里面，当主耶稣遇到他的时候，主耶稣就爱他。
When Jesus saw him, Jesus had compassion in him.
他真的 love him。
He loved him.
OK，而且因为他说他所有他从小都做的那些好事情。
He said he did all the good things since he was a child.
但耶稣说，因为我爱你。
But Jesus said to him, "Because I love you."
我要你把所有，把你要变卖你一切所有的东西。
I want you to give up everything you had.
然后给了穷人，然后来跟随我。
Give it to the poor and follow me.
我们可能可以做很多好的事情。
Maybe we can do a lot of good deeds.
但是有一些东西藏在我们心里面，我们不肯放手的。
But there are things that we cling to that we cannot let go.
主要是要我们把里面最深的那个，我们最 cherish 的东西，要真正给它放掉。
Jesus wants us to give up even the things that we cherish the most.
我现在要问你，如果耶稣基督今天呼召你出来。
Let me ask you this. If at this very moment Jesus calls on you,
他叫你出来，全时间服侍他，你出得来吗？
He calls on you to come serve him full time. Are you willing to do that?
你可以吗？
Can you do that?
如果你不可以，你就要问说，到底还有什么事情我是放不下？
If you cannot, then you must ask yourself, what is there anything that I cannot set aside?
而这个就是你的价值观。
And that is your sense of value.
另外呢，就是我特别要向那个从中国来的女孩子们讲话。
And now I want to specifically speak to women and girls from mainland China.
你晓得。我所遇到过的，在西北大学里面，我因为在西北大学做学生工作，我所遇到的所有的女孩子，从中国来的
，and every single woman that I met on the campus of Northwestern University from China，
他们都认为，如果我没有一个工作，我这个人没有价值。
They all felt that they are without any value if they do not have a job.
他们结婚以后，他一定要去找个工作的。
Even after they get married, they must have a job.
他们会认为说，我才不要靠我的先生来养我。
I do not need to depend on my husband.
但如果你有了孩子，神要你全时间当妈妈，你愿不愿意？
After you have children, if God wants you to be a full-time mom, are you willing?
你真的愿意吗？
Are you really willing?
像我们去遇到现在最多来美国，所谓探亲就是做 babysitter.
I know.
那是妈妈爸爸妈妈。
A lot of parents from China, they came to visit their children, and you know what they do? They work as a babysitter for their grandchildren.
这些女孩子，她们就绝对不会放弃学业的。
Because none of the women, none of the girls, are willing to give up their studies.
你的价值观是什么
？What is the sense of your What is your sense of value?
你的价值观是什么
？What is your sense of values?
不但是价值观改变，第二个就是世界观要有改变。
Not only that we changed.Our sense of value, we also change our world view.
这个世界观是什么意思？
And what is the meaning of world view?
就是说，这个世界，这个宇宙的真相、真实到底是什么？
And that is, and then the viewpoint of what, the truth.
What's the ultimate truth?
What is the ultimate truth of this universe?
Yeah, 就是最终极的真实是什么？
What is the ultimate truth?
有多少人看过那个所谓的 3D 的图像
？How many of you have seen a 3D movie?
Stereograms. 意思就是说 ，stereogram 就你晓得吗？这个表面上是一个图哈，但是你仔细看进去，里面有层次的，有真实，有另外一个景象出来的。
So maybe
你懂我意思吗
？You know the stereograms, the 3D pictures. They are layers.
你懂我的意思？有多少人真正看到的？
How many of you have seen it?
你真正试过，你看到的。
You've tried it.
Okay, 两个、三个、四个、五个、六个，好，
wow.
好，很好。我想问你，你怎么看到的
？How did you see it?
你跟我讲。啊？啊 ？Twisted eyes, right? Twisted eyes. Okay, 没错，我怎么看到的
？You know how did I see it?
Okay.差不多已经十年了哈。十年以前，我的小孩子走过 JCPenney 啊，走过 Sears 啊，或者他们就看到那个图像，然后跟我讲，爸爸里面有东西哦。
So my children, you know how I saw it? My children went
passing by JCPenney and those department stores, when they saw it, they said, there's something hidden in there.
我一看那个图，我说你少几少乱讲了你。I
said, rubbish.
哎呀，你什么东西就是这个东西，还是什么里面还有什么？他说里面有一只狼。And
they said there is a
wolf.
或者说里面有一个，里面有那个飞机。Or
maybe there was a hidden in it.
我怎么看我就看不出来。I
just could never see it.
直到很多人都言之凿凿说里面真的是个样子的时候，我就开始怀疑我自己。So
finally, until the day that they said that was true, then I realized that's what it was.
No, I started doubting myself.
I started doubting myself.
我就开始说，到底我是看的还是没有看到。So
I doubted, did I see it or not?
后来我就开始下决心，我一定要看到。So
I made up my mind that I had to see it.
就是斗鸡眼，知道吗？Twisted
eye，twisted
eye。你想嘛？I
had to view it with a twisted eye.
把东西拿静静的，然后开始梆梆梆梆梆梆梆梆梆移开。哎呀，我说，嘿，真的有嘞。So
I had to force myself, and I eventually said, "Boy, that's true."
好，我先告诉你，问你这件事。Let
me ask you this.
那个做这个图像的那个作者。 他真正的意义或者想要表达的东西，是你表面上看的，还是那个看进去里面的3D的东西？
So, what was the composer or the artist's purpose? What did he try want you to do? What did he want you to do? Or what did he want you to do?
你晓得吗？ 到底什么是他的真实？他真实的意义是什么？他真实的目的到底是什么？
What was the true meaning or the purpose of that piece of work?
是表面上这个东西吗？
Was it the thing on the surface?
还是真正看到里面的东西？
Or is it the thing inside?
所以什么是真的？
So what it is, what is true?
是我们表面上看到的东西吗？
What is real? Is it something that we see on the surface?
还是我们真正 认识的耶稣，有这个属灵的3D的眼睛，我们看到那个永恒的事情。Or
is it with our spiritual eyes, we come Jesus Christ and know the eternal things?
你想这个世界上就是要让我们看到你现在看到的东西是永恒的。You
know the world view is that they want you to see what you see now is just
但是我们看到这个戏，我们现在看到的东西都是要过去的。But
you know, you must realize everything we see now would all be in the past, in the future.
如果你不认识耶稣
，If you do not know Jesus Christ,
你没有办法看到属灵的那个真实，就是这个世界真实的世界是什么。You
would not see the spiritual truth. You would not see the spiritual world.
这就是我们所谓的世界观。
That is what we mean by the worldly view.
真正的这个世界，真正的事实是有一位创造的主在那里。The
true, the truth is that there is a creator.
他是我们没有看见的。He
is invisible.
但是他是真实的。But
he is real.
我们以后会跟他永远在一起，这是真实的。
It is real. It is real that we will be with him eternally, but we cannot see it now.
当我见到他的时候
，when we see him，
他要来审判我的事情，和我在这个世界上我所得到的荣耀是相反的。The
way he would judge me will be opposite to the glory, the status that I have in this world.
所以到底什么是真的？
So what is real?
你一定要认识。
You must know this.
什么是真的？
What is?
这就是世界观。
And that is the worldly.
你知道保罗他那一天看到耶稣的时候，他才知道，原来这个世界我所追求的那些地位、名声，这都是假的。我还以为是神祝福我呢。
So Paul came to realize all the things he had were rubbish when he saw Jesus Christ.
他说我已认识耶稣基督为至宝了。
He said, I consider knowing Jesus Christ as the surpassing greatness.
而且神是掌管我生命意义价值的那。
God had control of all the meanings of his life.
所以他说我现在能得以在基督里面不是因为自己的义乃是因为我信神而得来的义。
So, he said, right now, the reason I can be in him, verse 9, as we read, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ.
不是靠着我自己的多么的我多么的下决心说我要做这个事我要做那个事而已。
It's not through his own hard work.
而是因为我相信他然后神看我唯有价值。
But from the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
所以他的世界观改了。
So he changed his worldview.
他以为过去可以靠着自己能够讨神的喜悦。
He used to think that he could please God by doing things.
但他现在真正认识到，只有神来决定说，你什么叫做真正的义。
But then he came to realize, only God decided what is the true righteousness.
他的世界观改了以后，他整个生命的所谓的人生观，他也改了。
So when he changed his worldview.He also changed his viewpoint of his life.
我活着的目的是什么？
He changed his view of what the meaning of the meaning of his.
不是追求律法上的完美。
Was instead of pursuing the perfection of the law.
而是要去追求真正认识这位耶稣。
He was pursuing, knowing the true God, Jesus Christ. Verse 10.Verse 10 and 11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
He said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to a resurrection from the dead.
我真的要你留意这件事情。
I really want you to pay attention to this.
他说我要认识耶稣基督。
He said, I want to come to know Jesus Christ.
他认识什么事情？
What did he know?
三件事情。
Three things.
复活的大能。
The power of his resurrection.
和他一同受苦的事。
The fellowship of sharing in his sufferings.
然后能够知道效法他的死。
And becoming like him in his death.
意思就是说，我真的想要认识这一位从天上降下来的耶稣。他当初他受到苦，他受苦的时候，他的心在想什么
？He really wanted to know this Jesus Christ who came from above. He wanted to know what Jesus Christ was thinking when he was being crucified, when he was suffering, when he was suffering.
让我想要知道，当他在十字架上被钉死的时候，他死的那一段时间里面，他的心是什么心
？And when he was being crucified on the cross, what was going through his mind？
他什么样的爱
？What kind of love did he have for the people？
他的怜悯是怎么样的怜悯
？What kind of mercy that he had for the people？
我要知道，当他复活的时候，他里面的能力是怎么样子的能力
？And I wanted to know, as he resurrected, what kind of power that he had.
不是脑袋上的认识。
It's not a knowledge in our head.
他要想从心里面真正的来经历耶稣基督的你的爱、你的怜悯、你的慈悲、你的温柔是什么样子的
？He wanted to experience from the bottom of his heart.God's love, Jesus Christ's love, His mercy, His sympathy for us.
Yeah. 他说我要经历这一切。
He said, I wanted to experience them all. I want to know Jesus Christ.
他在这边，他十一节说：“或者我也得以从死里复活。”
In verse 11, it says, "And so somehow to attain to a resurrection from the dead."
不是保罗还怀疑他会不会从死里复活。
It is not because Paul doubted whether he would resurrect or not.
你知道吗？整本圣经里面，保罗只用了这么一次的死里复活这一个字，跟其他的复活不一样。
You know, in the entire Bible, Paul had only used this word resurrection that is different from other resurrection in the Bible.
他在这边加上那个 resurrection， 他前面加的像 ex 这个东西 ，ex ex resurrection.
So he used the word ex resurrection.
是是说，我不要知，我每个人都会复活，我知道，但我不要他这个样子的复活，我不要就是说像大家这个样子，我真的要知道耶稣基督他那个复活是什么样子的复活，他的能力是什么那个能力。
He said, "Of course, he did not doubt that everybody would resurrect, but he did not want to know those kind of resurrection. He really wants to know what kind of resurrection, what kind of power that Jesus had through his resurrection."
你知道吗？他说：“我要知道他为人类受死，他下到阴间，他从死里复活的那一个能力，那一个经历是什么？”他说：“我要知道那一种的死里复活。”
He wanted to know Jesus' experience in resurrection，
而不是说就是一般的死里复活。
Not like a common, people's resurrection。
我们都会复活。
Of course, all Christians will.Resurrect.
但他说我已经把耶稣基督当作至宝，他说我就要完全的要去追求他，我要完全的跟他认同。
But he said, because he said he considered Jesus Christ to be the surpassing greatness, and he wanted to come to know.
就是要 be identified with him.
He wanted to be identified with him.
Okay. 所以他后面讲说我乃是竭力的在追求。
So he said, he later on, he said, I would do everything to.
你晓得他这个竭力追求这个字，跟他以前去追杀基督徒那个追杀是同样的字。
And you know, the word that is used in the Bible, for to describe this is exactly the same word that was used to describe his persecution.
你晓得他当初的热心吗？
You know how zealous he was in persecuting Christians.
他那个追杀那个基督徒的热心，那个热心，他说我要把这个热心转回去追求这位耶稣基督。
So, with the great zeal he was persecuting Christians, with the same zeal he would come and pursue this knowing Jesus Christ.
他这里说，或者可以得到基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
So, he said, perhaps
第十二节最后面
in verse 12, he said, I could take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
这边有很多人有些不同的解释。
And there are different interpretations here.
当然，第一个最普通的解释就是说，这样子的话，我可以达到，不只是得到，是达到，是 attain， 是我能够达到耶稣基督对我的命定。他所要得着，他为什么要救我？他救我的命，那个命定是什么？我可以达到他的期盼，我能够达到他的盼望。
And one explanation, one interpretation is that he can attain the command that Jesus gave him.
对，就是说你交代我的过。
And achieve the work that Jesus commanded him. Accomplish the work that.Jesus commanded.
但我看的时候，我就在想说，其实重要的是不是我是有没有做什么事情，真的是我这个人是怎么样的人，是我的 being 而不是我的 doing， 对不对？我刚刚说。
But as I read this, I realized that the most important thing is our being, not our doing. Jesus does not want to know.
我应该说不是那么重要啊，不是
说什么
重要。我的就这段意思，这一段上下文的话，我在那边看的时候，我就认为说，他说，注意听啊，他说我可以达到他当初 所以得到我，是说他拿他的什么事情，他的这一个 personhood， 他这对整个的 person 怎么样来吸引我的，他的所有的那些 virtues， 那一些他的本性，我要达到那个本性。
I wanted to achieve the attributes or the virtues of Jesus Christ, like the way that he gained me, he attained me.
就是他开头吸引我，对不对？他怎么样吸引我的 person？ 他怎么样吸引我的？他所有的那一些本质，我要达到那个事情。
I want to be like Jesus Christ, the same way that He attracted me.
Yes.
In the beginning.
就是我希望有主耶稣基督的温柔，我有他的爱，我要有他当初的怜悯，还有他的智慧。
I wanted to have His tenderness. I wanted to have his love. I want his mercy and his wisdom.
让我的生命能够像他。
So that my life will be more like him.
所以他说，弟兄们，我还没有得到。
So he said, brothers, I have not achieved.
我现在在一直的在追求这个事。
I am still working towards that goal.
现在你的目的是什么？
So what is your purpose?
你的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of your life?
不是说我能够有一点点服事，我能够做一些比别人超过别人一些比较更加所谓属灵的事情，我就很满足。
We ought not to be satisfied with doing more things, doing things more than others, or doing something that is considered more spiritual than others.
我有没有耶稣的爱呢？
Do I have the love of Jesus Christ?
我要更加的明白他的爱。第一个
，I must first understand more of Jesus Christ's love.
当他看到那个法利赛人的时候，他的心是什么心呢
？When he saw the Pharisees, what was going through his mind?
当他看到那些税吏，看到那些罪人的时候，他的心是什么心呢
？When he saw the tax collectors.When he saw the sinners, what was in Jesus' mind?
So we 刚刚说把这个事业上的事当作粪土，其中有一件事情就是我们的服事。
So when we say we treat everything in the world as rubbish, that among those things is our service.
知道吗？保罗说我原来是迫害基督徒，我是在服事神哦。
He said, I used to persecute Christians. I was serving God.
他说，我现在知道这个是 garbage.
Now I know that was rubbish.
所以当我们说我们要去侍奉神，当我们说我们做了很多为神做了一些事情，我们不可以，我们不需要，也不应该把它当作夸口的事。
So when we do a lot of things for the Lord, when we work very hard for the Lord, we should notAnd we must not boast for it. We must not boast about it.
保罗说，我是忘记背后，努力面前。
And Paul said, he forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead.
你知道吗？像我当牧师的
，You know, as a pastor,
我有的时候讲到，人家会说你讲的真好。
Sometimes when I preach, people will say, "Oh, what a wonderful sermon!"
你说我回家以后是不是就开始望着天花板？哇，好棒哦
！So do you think that I will be pleased? I will be so pleased with myself after I hear this.
如果我有一天我自己在台上讲，我不知所云，我就不晓得在讲什么东西，然后就这样子灰头土脸的下台了。
If someday I preach and I don't know what I'm talking about, and I would go down with a downcast face.
然后我是不是我这一天我就完了，没了，就完蛋。我就会这样吗
？Should I feel so frustrated? Should I feel completely defeated?
我会回家会好好认罪，这是真的。
Of course, I will go home and confess my sin.
但是我会相信神赦免了我，我要重新站起来，下次再来一次。
I know, but I know God would forgive me, and God would want me to do it again.
我是忘记背后努力面前的，我不要被背后的成功或者失败，过去曾经失败过，曾经成功过，来影响我去追求耶稣基督。
I must forget what is behind and strain towards the, what is ahead. I should not be burdened by the past success or failure.
保罗说，我就是向着标杆直跑。
Paul said, I press on toward the goal.
真的，别人的一些赞美、一些毁谤、一些批评、一些论断，其实对我没什么重要的。
Seriously, people's praises or their criticisms do not really matter to me.
真的，因为以后判断我的是这位神。
Because in the future, who will be seeing me is God.
保罗在哥林多前书曾经讲过一句这句话。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians,
他说我连自己都不判断自己。
He said, I do not even judge myself.
因为审判我的是这位主。
Because the one who judges me is the Lord.
他会将暗中的隐情通通显明出来。
He will reveal to me all that is hidden.
所以我生命的目标是什么？
So what is the purpose of my life?
我更加的像耶稣。
I want to be more like Jesus Christ.
我愿意更加去认识他的爱。
I want to understand and know his love.
我怎么样做呢？
How do I do it?
我每一天一定在神面前有安静的时间。
I must have a devotion every day.
千万不要把你的 service, 你的服侍当取代了等候神、爱神。
Do not let any of your service work replace your devotion time, the time that you come before Him to wait for Him and love Him.
那个有一位叫做那个 Oswald Chambers， 大家知道这个人吗
？Do you know a person named Oswald Chambers？
中国人翻作张博士，他写了一本那个灵修的很有名、很有名的灵修的书，叫《竭诚为主》。
He wrote a book called
My Utmost for His Highest.
My Utmost for His Highest.
这一本书是非常非常好的灵修的书。
And this is a great devotion book.
它里面有一句话。
And there is a statement in the book.
The greatest competition of devotion to Jesus is service to Him. 与你对主的爱相竞争的一件最大的竞争就是你的服侍。
He said the greatest competition of devotion to Jesus is service to Him.
很多时候，特别像我们做传道人的
，A lot of times us ministers，
我们会很多很多的事情
，We have many things to attend to，
哎，都是所谓的。好的事
，and these are good things.
因为我们去 help people,
because we do things to help others.
但有的时候忙到一个，或者我们去教导
，or we teach,
或者我们去训练
，or we do disciples training.
你说这些哪一点，哪一件事情不是在为主做的
？And can you say that any of those things are not for the Lord?
但是神对我，他曾经就是你安静一下。
But God once told me, "Come down, be quiet."
你真正的愿不愿意花一个钟头到我面前来祷告
？Are you willing to spend an hour to pray in front before me?
一个小时
，one hour.
你晓得吗？我开头很难的。
Do you know it was very hard for me in the beginning?
我总觉得。我没有做什么事情，好像我不存在一样。
I feel that I must do something. I have to do something to show my existence.
我没办法安静。
I could not resist that.
我把服事取代了去爱耶稣。
I used the service to replace my love for the Christ.
张博士还有另外一句话。
So Oswald Chambers had another statement.
The goal, 目标哈 ，the goal of a missionary is to do God's will, not not to be useful or to win the lost. A missionary is useful and he does win the lost, but that is not his goal. His goal is to do the will of God. 他说一个宣教士或任何一个传道的人，为为服侍神的人，你的最主要的目的是遵行神的旨意，不是是去证明你很有用。
So the goal of a missionary is to do God's will, not to show that you are useful.
或者是说我去让那些世上的人能够认识耶稣。
Or to gain the lost.
他说：“我们传道人当然是有用的，
of、
我们当然是会赢得那些世上的人，
course.
但这仍然不是你生命的目的。
”Of course, missionaries will be useful, but then your purpose is not just to win the lost,
而是要去做行神的旨意。
But to do God's will,
真正去认识他的心意是什么
？To really understand His will.
或许你在家里面。你现在没有办法做任何的服事。
Perhaps you're home and you cannot do anything right now.
You cannot do any service, all right? 但是神要你愿不愿意去享受他自己跟你的同在。
So you're home, you cannot do anything to serve, but are you willing to enjoy this time that God has given you to be with Him?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing？
还有，当你是做妈妈的人，你真的没有办法在外面去为家里面去赚钱。
Or when you are a mother, you cannot go out and work for a job to make some money.
你愿不愿意说，神是你让我做一个好妈妈，我愿意做个好妈妈，我愿意仰望你来带领我。怎么样做个好妈妈
？Are you willing to submit to the Lord and say, "I want to be a good mother. You make me a mother, so I will be a good mother."
你看看，我们的生命的目的是做神你交代我要做的事。你让我要成为怎么样的人，我愿意去做那个人。
So, the purpose of our life is to follow God's will, to be the person that God wants us to be.
而且他后面最后说：“你们，我们到了什么地步，就照什么地步行。”
And at the end, he said, "At what stage we would do accordingly."
意思就是说，我们要不卑不亢，我们全心的去寻求主的旨意就好。
That is to say that we must wholeheartedly follow God's will.
而且不卑不亢，就是说我不会是跟人家有比较。
Do not compare ourselves with others.Not to be too proud, not to be proud, and not to be too humble.
如果有一个人，他真的他能够有看异象，他能够做异梦，他能够有从神那边有直接的启示，哇，你说我也要像他那个样。
And if anyone can have some special gift, like a prophecy,
like seeing visions,
or seeing visions,
or dream dreams,
or have some special dreams,
You、对，有的，有的，现在绝对都有的。好，现在就是说，你不要因为别人有这个东西，你就觉得，哎呦，他比我属灵啊。
Do not be envious of those who have those special gifts.
要知道恩赐跟属灵不太一样的。
You must know gifts are different from
spirituality.
Spiritual.
你也不要说因为自己有了，就是说我又上一层了。
And you should not boast.You should not feel so too good about yourself if you had any of those gifts.
因为这不是来自你自己。
Because it did not come from yourself.
你要去做梦，你要想要做梦就做的。
If you cannot dream whatever you desire.
你的梦是要从神来的。
Your dream must come from God.
那是神按照他自己的意思给的。
It was in accordance with God's own will.
所以我们要不卑不亢。如果我今天好，那弟兄姐妹们，大家一起聚会的时候，每个人都有分享说他读经的时候，哇，神跟他说什么说什么。
So we should not take pride. We should not feel humiliated when we heard people. everyone share that they heard God's talking to them when during their devotion.
我没有听到就是没听到嘛。
If you did not hear it, you did not hear it.
我就是没听到嘛。
You just didn't hear it.
但耶稣爱我。
But Jesus loves me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不要因为别人都在 share 的时候，我也开始作假，我也要来 share.
Do not make up stories so that to make so as to make yourself look good.
在人家面，你晓得基督徒会作假的吗？
You know, do you know Christians can also make believe, make up stories?
Yeah. 神不喜悦这样。
God does not like that.
你在神面前坦然，我今天有就有，我今天没有就是没有。
Before God, if you have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah. 不必去一味的要 impress 人家说，哎呀，我也听到什么什么。
Do not, you do not need to.Pretend to impress people.
知道吗？所以我们到了什么地步，按什么地步行。我唯一的目标就是要让耶稣基督的生命在我里面能够成型。
So, our only goal is Jesus Christ become a part of our life.
这就是我们生命的目的。
That is the goal of our life.
不是我的属灵的知识有多少。
It's not how much knowledge we have, how much spiritual knowledge we have.
也不是说我的服事有多好。
It's not how much work we do in serving Him.
神看是多少耶稣基督的生命活出来。
God wants to know how much of Jesus Christ is revealed through your life.
这个是我们追求的目标。
That is the goal we must pursue.
这样的话，这世界上的一切的动荡对我来讲都不重要。
Then all the crises in the world would be immaterial to me.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.